Today we'll be I'll be talking about drug use among African-American teenagers coupled with mental health. First, I'd like to acknowledge and point out Dr. Kelly Ding. He is the faculty within our program that I worked with in this project, and I will, he's also here to answer any questions you may have that I may not be able to answer. So, drug use is nothing new, right? We've heard about it and we've talked about it for quite a while. In this presentation specifically, we'll be talking about it in a slightly different way, as in context and in conjunction with mental health. But we do know that 13% of adolescents aged 12 to 17 report having tried marijuana, 2% have tried cocaine. We know that among 12th graders in 2008, according to the Monitoring the Future study, report 71.9% alcohol use, lifetime use of alcohol, and 44.7% cigarette use, and 24.9% illicit drug other than marijuana use. So it's still a problem. We also know that from the literature, that drug users with dual diagnosis often suffer from more negative health effects than those with single diagnosis of either mental health or drug use and alcohol use. But before we can talk about that, I should probably define what dual diagnosis is or what I mean by it in this study. What we mean by it is the co-occurrence of drug use or alcohol use as well as mental disorders. We know that chronic drug users are at higher risk for health behavior risks, such as violent behaviors, and we know that they're at higher risk for unprotected sex as well as suicide. So it is important that we look at this in a conjunction. In the literature, traditionally, we've seen drug use and mental health issues discussed separately. We found it important to look at it as co-occurrent issues, and specifically, we saw a lack in the literature as far as African-American population, and specifically for this study, teenagers. So for this study, we compared the African-American teens with their white or Caucasian, the other teenagers, and some of the research questions that we looked at were, what's the prevalence of drug use among this population, and what's the correlation between the drug use and mental health within this population? This is a secondary data analysis. We used an existing data set from the 2007 National Survey on Drug Use and Health. The purpose of this study, we only looked at the data pertaining to 12 to 17-year-olds, and only to those who identify themselves as either African-American or white or Caucasian. So just a little bit about the survey itself, since it is the basis of where we got all this information from. It is an annual surveillance survey. It measures drug and alcohol use prevalence and incidence among U.S. population 12 years and older, but do remember that we only looked at a small segment, the 12 to 17-year-old. And it also looks at mental health status. It is a computer-assisted interview process, and here's the website if you would like some more information on this, or would you like to look at the data yourself? So we looked at four groups of variables. We looked at, from the survey, we looked at age, gender, and race as demographic variables. We looked at drug use history as our drug use variable. We looked at past psychological distress as well as overnight hospital stay for mental health services as our mental health variables. So what we did with the data was we looked at, for the drug use data, we took the variables, we created an index score so that we could more easily compare the data. As you can see, from the slide, this is how the data was recoded so that we could create this index score. The index score ranged from 0 to 63, and basically the higher the score, the more frequent and current drug use. As you can see, it goes from 0 for never used to 3 being used within the past 30 days. So not only are we talking about amount, but also the currency of drug use. For one of our mental health variables, as I mentioned before, we have the psychological distress variable as well as the overnight stays, hospital stays. For the psychological distress variable, we looked at the questions that related to impairment, distress at home, at school, in family relationships, and in social life, which will come in play later on, so remember that. And also, we looked at, again, we created a score here, an index score from 0 to 16. And again, with this score, the higher the score, the higher the distress. For overnight hospital stay, it was dichotomous, yes or no answer. So this we use as perceived severity for mental health services. Okay, so how do we look at this? Basically, it was mostly descriptive data, but we did do some univariate analysis and logistic regression tests to look for relationships between drug use and mental health status. Here's just some demographic information on the cases we used. As you can see, there's a pretty even divide between males and females, as well as the age groups within the 12 to 17-year-old age group that we looked at for both African-American and white Caucasians. So here's for what you wanted, right? The results. So what we found was that very similar to what we find in the literature, but sometimes not necessarily what is common popular belief, we found that there's actually a lower prevalence of drug use among African-American teenagers than their white counterparts. As you can see from this chart, alcohol seems to be the highest rated, where illicit drugs other than marijuana seems to be the lowest in drug use for both African-American and white teenagers. For the psychological distress, as we talked to about drug use, we found a couple interesting things. We found that in general, African-American teenagers reported higher levels of psychological distress regardless of drug use. So in general, there was just a higher level of psychological distress. But then we also found that, which was interesting, is that the drug status was negatively related to the distress scores. So as drug status or use went up, the distress scores actually went down, which was interesting. For the overnight hospital stay, we found, again, some discrepancies. We found that the odds were higher for those that use specific types of drugs, like inhalants, marijuana, tobacco, and prescription drugs, to have overnight stays than some of the others. And we also found that among the African-American teens, there was a 3.5% had at least one overnight stay at a hospital in the past year, where only 1.9% of the white teenagers had reported overnight stays. So, in conclusion, this is just an analysis of the data, so we can't necessarily say why some of these things happened, but we can say that we did find support for what is out there in the literature saying that drug use rates were lower for African-American teenagers when compared to their white counterparts. We also found that even after adjusting for our index for drug use, African-American teens who had ever used drugs actually had used them in less intensity. We also found that there were higher levels of distress among African-American teens, regardless of drug use status. Now, this we found very interesting because you would think, or at least we know from the literature, that we expect that the higher drug use, the higher the distress rate, or the higher the mental illness or mental distress. But again, this is not what we found. We found that the drug use was negatively related to the distress index scores. So this looks to the future and what we can do next, in that, again, this was the analysis of the data, and it showed us these trends, but it doesn't tell us why any of this happens. So in the literature, there is some talk about some of these possible protective factors that might be influencing why the distress factor is different in African-American teens as opposed to their white counterparts. And some of these protective factors that are mentioned are things like family bonds and religious practices and community support, as well as possible previous exposure to negative consequences of drug use. So for in the future, maybe looking at these, why drug use is negatively related to the psychological distress might be something that we want to look into. Any questions? Do we have time for questions?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Because we have time for a couple or even three questions.
Okay. The question was about socioeconomic status, whether that was in the survey. Yes, it was. It was not something we looked at for this analysis. And yes, in the literature, they do refer to just maybe not having the ability to purchase the drugs may be an issue as far as the less used. But we did not look at that. Yes? We composited the scores because there was no actual direct question on that. But there is the hospital stays are usually related to mental health services or a referral or something due to a mental health issue. So that's why we created the composite scores to try to measure those. Any others? No? Thank you.